Well, we learn from this parable that Jesus is the Lord of the reward. Jesus is the Lord of the reward. So Jesus is the Lord of the gift. Jesus is the Lord of the settled account. And Jesus is the Lord of the reward. Jesus is the one that says, "Well done, my good and faithful servant. You've been trustworthy in a few things. Now I will put you in charge of many things." I want you to remember that Jesus is on the water. Let's say that together. Jesus is on the water. Oh, you're not convincing me. Jesus is on the water. Jesus is on the water. Folks, let's say the next line together. We've got to get out of the boat. If we want to experience God's true grace and mercy, if we want to experience the true salvation of Jesus Christ so that He can reach down and save us when we're totally dependent on Him, we got to step out of the boat. We have to trust Him enough to do that. Now, if you're one of those who has buried your gift, I praise God you'll go home and you'll unbury it right now. You know what? We serve a forgiving God. Amen. I don't know, maybe you were afraid. I don't know why you buried your gift. Maybe you were afraid. Maybe you got stuck in routine. Whatever your situation was, God is a good God. Amen. God is a redeeming God. Amen. Folks, let's step out of the boat. Let's pray. Gracious and holy God, we thank You so much for all that You do for us, for all that You've done for us, Lord. It is truly amazing. And we ask You today, right now, in Jesus' holy name, God, to anoint us in such a way that we recognize Your presence. We understand that You are coming to us on the water, and You want us to come to You, to trust You, to know that even if we fail, You will be there to pick us up, to pull us out of that water, and You will love us. And that will be an experience that we will never be able to forget, God. Give us the courage to get out of the boat, to get off the couch, to not be a boat potato, but to be a water walker. In Jesus' name, amen. If you're able, would you please stand? Let's turn to 593. Here I am, Lord. Let's sing the first and the third stanzas.